The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, here's another headline from San Francisco. San Francisco cops say viral Walgreens shoplifting incident is par for the course. You've probably seen the video of the guy in a Walgreens out in San Francisco, and he's on a bicycle, rides his bicycle into Walgreens, starts filling bags, pulling stuff off the shelf, turns around, rides his bike out of the Walgreens, and the security guard takes a video. That's it. Takes a video. Yep. Okay. San Francisco cops say viral Walgreens shoplifting incident is par for the course. I'm quoting from a San Francisco newspaper. San Francisco has become a shoplifter's paradise, with thieves like the one caught on video looting a Walgreens emboldened by relaxed punishment for the crime as businesses shutter, police say. Lieutenant Tracy McCray said, quote, "What happened in that Walgreens has been going on in that city for quite a while. I'm used to it," the lieutenant said. "I mean, we can have a greatest hits compilation of people just walking in, cleaning out the store shelves, and security guards, the people who work there, just standing by helplessly because they can't do anything. Cops and prosecutors are at odds over Proposition 47, a 2014 referendum that lowered the penalty for stealing goods worth less than $950 from a felony to a misdemeanor. Lieutenant Tracy McCray said the law only emboldens criminals. Anybody can come in and do whatever they want. If you steal below $950, you get a citation. You just get to walk away. And if you don't show up in court, guess what? Maybe you get a bench warrant, or maybe they even toss that before it even gets to that point. This brazen criminal behavior is endured every single day by San Franciscans, and it is the direct result of District Attorney Chisa Budin and his enablers' criminals first agenda, said Tony Montoya, president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Wow. Yeah, a misguided attempt. A misguided attempt to reduce the arrests of minorities. And what is it? And by the way, this is what happens from the liberal left constantly. We're going to help minorities. We're going to help blacks. Walgreens, Target, CVS are closing stores in record numbers. And guess where most of those stores are located? Minority communities. So who is actually being hurt? The people that the government said they were going to help. Remember what Ronald Reagan said, the most dreaded words in history? "Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you." It's a lot of truth to that. And then We've got, what did I do with it? Here it is. Let's move from San Francisco to Chicago, another woke left run city. Headline, fifth graders will have access to condoms in Chicago elementary schools next month. Fifth graders. And it's mandatory. I'm quoting. Students as young as the fifth grade will have access to condoms in Chicago elementary schools when they reopen August, the Chicago Sun-Times has reported. The Chicago Public Schools policy states that schools teaching fifth grade and up must maintain a condom availability program as part of an expanded vision of sexual health education, the Sun-Times said. Adding that more than 600 Chicago public schools will end up having them. Kenneth Fox, Chicago Public Schools chief health officer, said, quote, young people have the right to accurate and clear information to make healthy decisions. A fifth grader, 10 years, 11 years old, has a right to have access to condoms? That's a statement from the chief health officer of the Chicago Public Schools and a pediatrician of 30 years. He told the Chicago newspaper, quote, and they need access to resources to protect their health and the health of others as they act on those decisions. You talk about gobbledygook. If they were given the right information and they acted and made healthy decisions, they wouldn't need the condoms. Listen to the double talk here. Seriously, listen to the double talk. Again, quoting, this is Kenneth Fox, Chicago Public Schools chief health officer and a pediatrician of 30 years. He said this to the Chicago Sun-Times. Young people have the right to accurate and clear information to make healthy decisions. And they need access to resources to protect their health and the health of others as they act on those decisions. So what is the chief health officer of the Chicago Public Schools assuming about every kid in their school district? They're going to have sex and they have a right to condoms. He added to the Sun-Times that school officials want to make condoms available to students for if and when they think they need them. Again, this is fifth grade up in Chicago schools. Oh, he did say this at the end of his interview with the Chicago Sun-Times. The chief medical officer said, I would expect that not everybody is going to be completely on board right from the start, but I do think society has changed. It is getting more and more and more and more difficult for Christian parents particularly to leave their schools and leave their kids in public schools. And I just beg you, if your kids are in public school, become an activist. Become a participant. They are called public schools because they're supposed to be public schools. Now, this decision was made by the Chicago Public Schools. How many parents do you think they consulted? How many meetings do you think that they had with parents asking them, hey, you got a fifth grader? Do you think we should provide your fifth grader with condoms? These are usually unilateral decisions without any parent input at all. And then the educators are hoping, pleading, praying that the parents don't find out about it. You have a responsibility as a parent to know what's going on at your child's school. We are beginning to see an uprising among parents across America. There is a wave of informed parents. Even liberal parents are often enraged when they find out what their kids are being taught. Chicago Public Schools. This coming fall, it will be mandatory that fifth graders have access to condoms. Parental permission? Huh, no, of course not. They're a 10-year-old. Why would they need parents' permission? And this is what the liberal left is doing to our schools.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. The state of education in America is truly, truly, truly sad. We have gone through an unfortunate evolution. It is undeniable that public education in America began as distinctively Christian. That sounds almost impossible today, but it's absolutely true. Public education in America began as distinctively Christian. Look at the McGuffey readers that was used for generations, filled with Bible verses, filled with Christian virtue, filled with Bible stories. And, you know, I don't need to tell you folks, you know that. And then we shifted from a distinctively Christian foundation to neutral. That happened supposedly in the 60s. Madeline Murray O'Hare got prayer out of the schools and Bible reading out of the schools. And the Supreme Court and the government said, well, you know, schools just need to be neutral. They can't be distinctively Christian or faith-based. They just need to be neutral. And so we went through the neutral stage. Today, they are decidedly anti-Christian and anti-religion. If you take a look at the goals and the objectives of the NEA, National Education Association, America's largest and one of the most powerful unions in America, their goals, their desires, their objectives, they are so extremely far to the left and antagonistic toward anything spiritual, anything Christian. And that's where we are today. Which brings me to this story. Headline, more than 5,000 woke teachers sign pledge to teach critical race theory regardless of the law. The only reason, well, the main reason why I bring this story to your attention. Several states are passing laws outlawing critical race theory in schools. Now, in these laws, CRT is never mentioned. Critical race theory is never mentioned. Just what they teach. The fact that your value is determined by the color of your skin. Your characteristics are determined by the color of your skin. If you're a certain color, you're an oppressor. Makes no difference who you are, what you believe, where you've been, how you treat other people. Doesn't make any difference. If you have a certain color of skin, you are the oppressor. If you are of another color of skin, you are the oppressed. Now, you could be a successful millionaire living in a mansion, but you are still one of the oppressed because of the color of your skin. So many states across America have passed laws. This is wrong. This is discrimination. This is racism, and it will not be taught in our schools. In addition to that, there is a wave of protest from parents across America concerning critical race theory. Parents saying, whoa, wait a minute, this is not what I want my child taught. Over 5,000 teachers have signed a pledge. They're going to teach critical race theory even if it violates the law. They're willing to go to jail. They're willing to be arrested because they are so deeply entrenched in this racist ideology. Much of this is sponsored by what is called the Zen Education Project, ZEP, Zen Education Project. The organization is named for a Howard Zinn, a socialist activist and a historian that wrote a very popular book, A People's History of the United States, which is nothing more than left-wing propaganda. But here's the point. 5,000 teachers have signed this pledge that if their state passes laws against critical race theory, they're going to teach it to your children no matter what. They don't care what parents say. They don't care what the government says. This ideology, this is their religion. This has become their religion. And they are so entrenched in their religion, they're willing to break the laws of their state and even of the nation in order to teach their religion to your children. This is the state of education in America today. And that's why so many, many people are pulling out of the public schools, going to Christian schools, private schools. And that's why I am astounded that we have any half-price tuitions left on our website. I can't believe it. I cannot believe that we have any left. If you're going to keep your kids in the public schools, you better know what they're being taught, and you better be willing to be engaged. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.